We are on Daf, Ayin, Tes, Amud Aleph. The last two words of the Amud, Neima Ketanoi. We hear a machloikis, Rav Shmuel, we go bosa, Chazoke da Hashte, there's no Chazoke da Mikore. That's what Rav holds and Shmuel holds, there's no such Inyan as Chazoke da Hashte. So Memele, one is Mesupik, if Nisha became a boigress, so it's something to be mistapik. Maybe she was a boigress before, maybe she wasn't a boigress, and therefore is chayshinan l'kedushay aviyo and kedushay atzma. So the Gemara says, Neima ketanoi, mi moitzi miyad mi. Now, this is a very interesting case. Mi moitzi miyad mi. Akoisev nechosov lachere. A person wrote all his nechosim for someone else. And he didn't leave anything over. The kaimalon, so the loch is as follows. Bishchiv mara, if when this action was done, he was a shchiv mara, she'ein matanose matoni momat. So if he was a shchiv mara, and then later he becomes healthy, so I assume that the matone is not a matone. The goli daitoi midaloi shir midi the mitzava machmas misoya. So even though nothing was specifically said, but he gave away all the nechosim, not leaving anything over for himself, and he is a shchimera. So I assume that the reason for this matone, this exuberant matone, was because he thinks he's going to die. He won't take the money with him, so he might as well give it to someone else. So, that's if he was a shimera, an omat. Ve'im bori hoya. But what if he was a bori? Is matanose matona? Then I can't make any cheshboinis. Akasha famaise, he wanted to give away all his nechos to this person. So then the maton is a maton. Va'achsho, hu oimer, so now that's the halacha. Now, this person gave away all his nechosim, and we do not know what he was b'shas when he wrote the shtar matonet. V'achshav hu oimer shchimera hoyisi. He says, I was a shchimera then. So, since it was omad, or akapodim, I have a chance that when it'll be omad, that it should be chayzer. Behein oimrim bori hoya. Not true. You were a bori. Is mi moitzi nechosim miyad mi. So who do these nechosim belong to? If he's telling the truth, so they belong to him. If they're telling the truth, it belongs to them. So we have our machlikis, Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Nos. Rabbi Yaakov says, hu moitzi miyadom beloi raya. A fellow, they're murzik in the nechosim. He can take away the nechosim from them without a raya. Behein ein moitzin miyadoi beloi raya. And they cannot take away from him without a raya. Let us see what Rashi says. Hu moitzi miyadom. Im omdu vechziku benechosim. If they went and they were murzik in the nechosim. So let us understand, he has a cheskes morikame on these nechosim. That means like this. We have a sofik, the matone was written, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We do not know what his matzav abrius was, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. If he was a shrimera, so the nechosim that were given over belonged to him. If he was a bori, the nechosim belong to the Mekabel Maton. So on this Shaila, we have here a cheskes morikame. That means, till Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they zicher were his. And I'm clearing a Shaila, did they go out of his reshus, or didn't they go out of his reshus? I don't have any oifen to be mevarer, so I still on cheskes morikame. That is what Rabbi Yaakov holds. the Meiri is Meire, that Lachaire Murzik is stronger than Morikame, if it's by Metaltalim. So the Meiri says it's speaking about by Karkois. So by Karkois is not a true Murzik. It's the concept of Murzik is not applicable by Karka. But Pshat, Murzik means the Nechosamar and my Reshus. By Karka, I'm in the Karka, but not that the Karka is in my Reshus. Maybe it's a Tofus in the Karka, but then by Karka, Morikame is Zicha better than a Tofus. So Memele, so Rabbi Yaakov says, it doesn't matter what the matzev of this person is now, I go basa cheskas morikame. Go basa cheskas morikame, and I assume that he was a shrimmerade. I assume he was a shrimmerade. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Rabbi Nosson said, in Borihu, now we have to see what he is now. Rabbi Nosson said, in Borihu, Olov, Lahavi Raye, Shahoye Shrimara. Im Shrimara Hu, Aleim, Lahavi Raye, Shabori Hoye. Now, Rabbi Nosson, L'chayre is like name a Rav Domer Kerab Nosson, Ushmul the Omer Kerab Yaakov. Now let's start explaining. Let's start with Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said, it matters what his matzav is now. If he's now a Bori, so I see now he's a Bori. I don't know what he was, Rosh Chodesh, no, this is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he's a Bori. What he was, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, I don't know. So I say, Mr. Tom, he was also a Bori. So if he's a Bori, so Chazoke Dahashte is telling us that he was a Bori Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and therefore we give the Nechosim to the Makabel Matone. Shigobosa Chazoke Dahashte. If he's a Shrimmera now, so I say that he was a Shrimmera Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so Memele, so the Nechosim remained by him. That's the Ivre in the Gemara. Now, before we go a little further, there are two Ha'oris which have to be asked on Rav Nosson. He says, let us be Mekabel for all practical purposes, that Rav Nosson, Rav is like Rav Nosson, he goes Bosa Chazoke Dahashter. So if now he was a Bori, so I say that what? That he was then also a Bori. Now there's a Cheskes Morikame here. Now what happened with the Cheskes Morikame? So you will be mighty moment with a Chazoke. That's a Shvere Maise. Afilu Roiv, Rube V'Chazoke, Rube Odek. So, Rav Nosson is saying that with a chazoke, we're mighty moment. We have to understand, this person is tining, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, I was a shrimmera. All we see now, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he's a bori. So Rav Nosson says, since you're a bori now, so you are a bori Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and therefore, the money belongs to them. So with a chazoke, the hashte, you'll be mighty moment from a morikame, which is a mora de kekashe. Where do we see such a thing? So, there are two mahalchim, how to fend for this kashe. There's one mahalach, perhaps we could say, the Pnei Shu says a little differently, but perhaps we had mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Kevega, and perhaps we could shtel to Rabbi Kevega here also. Rabbi Kevega had said that by mikveh, we assume that the kelim are tomei. According to Rav, it's good because the chazoke dahashte, now the mikveh is chosel, so I say, Bishas Tvila was also chosel. So Tosfos asks Akasha, But there's a chazaka de mikore. Before the mikvah was a shleime. A filu, rav, at first you go, boss, a chazaka de hashte. That's without a chazaka de mikore. A chazaka de mikore is zicher better than a chazaka de hashte. So lechayre kan shayel aben. This person, whatever he was, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, we don't know. But Yizicha was a bari. He wasn't born a shchiv merah. That means Yizicha was a bari. So he once was a bari. So Chazaka de Mikore says, that means Rosh Chodesh Adar, he was a bari. So now, I don't know what he was. Rosh Chodesh, I don't know what he was, Rosh Chodesh Nissen. And now Rosh Chodesh Iyar, let's say he's a shchiv merah. Let's look about that. So I'm jumping to cases. Okay. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Iyar was a shchiv merah. So Rav Nosson says, we go bos a chazak e da ashte. We said, just like a shchiv merah now, he was a shchiv merah Rosh Chodesh Nissen. That's what Rav Nosson says. So lochay, but this is keneged a chazaka de mikore. He was a bari Rosh Chodesh Adar. So how could this, that would is a shchiv merah Rosh Chodesh Iyar, how could this be menaged the cheskas bari which was Chodesh Adar? This is a kasha. So on this kasha, we could say, but there's, that's right, that's true. There's a he was a bari Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the cheskas bari is telling us that he was a bari Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and the matan is a matan. The cheskas mori kam is telling us that he was a shchiv merah Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and the matan is not a matan. Cheskas mori kam is telling us he was a shchiv merah Rosh Chodesh Nissen, that we should assume that the carcass still belongs to him. Cheskes Bori is telling us he was a Bori Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So we have here now a Chazoke Keneged a Chazoke, which Rabbi Kivegi says they cancel out, and now I have a Chazoke Dahashte. That is how we can understand the second halacha of Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said that if he was a Shchiv Merah, if he was a Shchiv Merah, so I assume he was a Shchiv Merah, even though the Shchiv Merah of the Chazaka Dahashte is connected Cheskas Bori, but we could say the Cheskas Bori together cancels out connected the Cheskas Mori Kame. So Memela, we have a Chazaka connected a Chazaka that cancels out. Now we can use Chazaka Dahashte. That is when he's a Shchiv Merah. That's one way. The Pnei Yeshua more or less says something similar to this. If he's a bari, so then I started off with this kasha. If he's a bari Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so I say that I sell chazaka dahashte, and I say that what he was a bari Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and I might see momen from him, and this chazaka dahashte is stronger than the cheskas momen. So now we have here a kasha, if ein hilchem b'momei nacha ha-raiv, and chazok is weaker than raiv, and nocheche the tzud is a chazok e da-hashte, which is nocheche go weak, so how could this chazok, now he's a bori. So I assume that he was a bori Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and therefore the nechosim are not his, and I might see momen from a mori kame. I might see moment of a morikama with a chazoke. So if Raiv is not strong enough to be might see moment, so how can chazoke be might see moment? This is a kasha on the first din of Rav Nosson. How can chazoke be might see moment? Unless we'll say we have two chazokes. We have a chazoke de Mikore, that he was a bori Rosh Chodesh Adar. We have a chazoke de Hashte, that he's a bori Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So could be two chazokas, could be maitzi moment from America. Perhaps, maybe two chazokas could be maitzi. But this is also a ha'oret. So these are the two ha'orets, the vile and Rav Nosson, if Rav is going according to Rav Nosson, we're cheshbening with Chazoket the Hashte. If he's a Bori, we have a Kasha Haket Chazoket the Hashte, be Moitzi from a Mori Kamen, so perhaps two Chazokets are better. And if he's a Shchimera, we have another Kasha, how could the Chazoket the Hashte of Shchimera be Menage, the Chazoket the Mikor, that he was a Bori? So that we could say that Chazoket the Mikor, that he was a Bori, is nisnagid from the chazake, the cheskas morikame, which could be is also a cheskas nega. I say just like it belonged to him, Rosh Chodesh Adar, or belonged to him, Rosh Chodesh Nisan also. Say the chazake, kenegad a chazake, and I go bas a chazake da hashta. That's how we understand Rav Nosson. Shmuldom akirab Yaakov. So the Gemara says, "Name a Rav da Omer ke Rav Nosson, Shmuel da Omer ke Rav Yaakov." Shmuel holds like Rav Yaakov. That means there's no such concept as Chazoket da Hashte. So Memela, that what he's now a Bori, that what he's now a Bori means nothing. So Memela, we live on Mori Kamer. Omer lachora. So the Gemara says, Rav said no. Ano da omri afilu ke Rav Yaakov. I hold like Rav Yaakov. Ad kan loikoma Rav Yaakov hosom, dike lemeima hamed momin al cheskosoi. That means, verkehrt, he's telling us Rav Yaakov held, that morikame is stronger than even two chazokes. We just tried to rack our brains to figure out what Rav Nosson held. Rav Yaakov held the two chazokes also. He is a cheskis morikame. So finish. You bring me Azarayla. He was a chazoket the Mikori was a bori. Chazoket the Ashti was a bori. Nah. Dikolamei Mohammed Mamin al cheskosoi. So memela you leave by him. Avol hoche minei Mohammed guf al cheskosoi. Here do we say Mohammed guf al cheskosoi? Let us see what Rashi says. Rav Nosson Oimer, in Bori, hu achshov, mishas chazore, olav lovi rayim. So he has to bring a rayim, and he was a shrimera. Vi loy maisi, without rayim, machsakin ilay kehashta. We assume that he's just like, he's a Bori now, so he was a Bori before also, that's chazoket hashta, vayne kerav. Ushmuel da Omer ke Rav Yaakov, and Shmuel holds like Rav Yaakov, le ozel basar hashte, I don't care what he is now, ela amrinin shema, what he is now is not a machriya. So afilu is now a bori, that doesn't mean he was a bori then, ela amrinin shema b'shas matone shchimaroi, what he is now doesn't mean anything. Could be now he's a Bori, then he was a Shrimera. So the Gemara said, so now the Gemara is going to explain the Shittas. Awesome. By Rav says, I hold like a Biyake. Awesome. The Kivin this fake. There's a suffix what he was. Amrimin Hamid Momin Al Chazoke. Shoye murzik bo koide matone zu, shoye sofik. Shehi sofik, maybe. So we say that till now he was murzik in the nechosim. And memele, so murzik is stronger than chazoke. So therefore you can't be meitzi moment from a murzik. But, so memele, so therefore chazoke da hashti won't help the situation. You can't be meitzi with a chazoke da hashti. But Hossam, but in the case of Boigris, that B'yayimah the Mishlam Shit, in the last day of the sixth month, over there, you have a Chazoket Ahashtah that sees a Boigris. Is this Chazoket being mighty from any Chazoket? V'kivin the Sveika, there's no Chazoket over here, what she was that day. V'kivin the Sveika, Amrinin Hamid, now Hossam, over there, I'm sorry, the kibbutz ha-gemin ha-hamad ma-man al-chazok, ha-shem musa bo-kem so-vish ha-shoy-sofak, yeah. That's what he says. Ab-amik al-amei ma-hamad ha-guf al-chazkosai. But in the case of Bogris, is there a chazok kineged the chazok da-hashter? The tevi nare yoymed the mishlam shit, I'll say she's becheskas nares, and therefore the chazok da-hashter cannot be moitzi from the chazok da-mikore? Ein ba loy cheskas nares, ba loy cheskas bagres. This day there's no chazaka whatsoever. She yoymi yoymedes lishtanis. She normally changes this day. When she changes, I haven't the faintest idea when she will change. But there's no chazaka. There's no chazaka de mikore that she was a nara this day. So then they go, Bosa Chazoka Dahasht. So that's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying as follows. Rav is saying, I also hold like Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov also holds like me. The Chazoka Dahasht is a factor. But the Chazoka Dahasht can be Maitzi from a Morikame. There, he was Muzik in the Nechosim. And Mamela, when he be Maitzi moment with Chazoka Dahasht, Chazoka Dahasht cannot be Menaged a Muzik. Can be mighty moment from a music. Mashenkin over here, there's no hisnagdus to the chazaka dahashta. Now she's a boigris. There's no chazaka de mikora on this day, and this day there's no chazaka de mikora. Shin she's a medes lishtanit, so I cannot use chazaka de mikora. So memele, so then I go bosa chazaka dahashta. That is what Rav said. Ushmul omar, anod omri afilo Rav Nosson. I heard like Rav Nosson. That means, at kan loikoma Rav Nosson osam, the kula alme becheskes briyim kaimi. Man de ko mapik nafshe mechazoke avolei lesuyerai. Avol hoche mi ko mapke nafshe mechazoke de kamei. So now, Shmuel is saying as follows. I can hold like Rav Nosson also. I can hold like Rav Nosson also. So now, if I hold like Rav Nosson, so let's see. If, before we understood Rav Nosson as follows, this person is a Cheskes Morikamet, that's who's a Cheskes Morikamet, and the only way we could be mighty from this Cheskes Morikama, not with the Chazaka de Mikor alone that he was a boy, he needed a Chazaka de Ashta also. So we said, a Cheskes, a Chazaka de Mikor that he was a boy. Na Chazaka de Ashta that he's a boy. So these two Chazakas can be mighty from a Morikama. But on Kaponi, you see, there's such a concept of Chazaka de Ashta. That was the Raya that Rav Nosson is like Rav. So Shmuel says, no. There's no such thing as Chazaka Dahashta. Forget about that. There's no such thing as Chazaka Dahashta. No such thing as Chazaka Dahashta. So how are you going to take away from the Cheskes Morikama? This person is a Cheskes Morikama. How are you going to take it away? So Shmuel says, Kuli alma becheskes briyim kaimi. Forget about chazokas. Kuli alma becheskes briyim kaimi. Most people, if you're claiming a shayla, the shchedish nissen, was this person healthy or was this person sick? Most people are healthy. Most people are not shchivmaraz al kaponim. Can they make some pains? But al kaponim, most people are not shchivmaraz. So, you know why I'm, but let's go further. And I see now he's also healthy. So I didn't see that, I assume then he was healthy. If I see now he's a Shchiv Mara, no. So then my assumption, I see this person is sick. So then I can't use this Kul Alma Becheskes Priyim Kaim. It makes a reyes that I'll call upon him. That I'll assume that it's a sofik and he's a cheskes morikama. That's if he's a shchiv merana. But if he's a bori now, so most people are brim. So the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'ira. The Rishash also says over here that Roy people are Bri. Fregt Pnei Yeshua, Ba'afal Gav, the Shmuel, Soived Ein Hochem, B'moma Nacha Haroi. This person is a Cheskes Morikane. And you want to be mighty this karke from him, and Raiv, because Raiv people are healthy, so Mustami was healthy. So he says two terutsu. Shani hoche, the kul alma becheskes brim kaime. It's not Raiv. Kul alma becheskes brim kaime. If he didn't hear anything, if there wasn't tzetlich in the base medrash to say tillum for him, so Mustami he's becheskes bori. I mean, it's not kuli alma. It's better than Raiv. That's Teretz number one. Void. He says, I feel you'll say it's a Raiv. But you have a Chazok of the Mikore, he was a Bori. So now, a Chazok of the Mikore, that he was, Rish Chaydish Ador, he zich was a Bori. I saw him walking around Rish Chaydish Ador. He was by the Kris Megillah. I saw him. So Rish Chaydish Ador, he was a Bori. Rish Chaydish Nissen, I don't know what he was. But most people are Briyim, I mean, most people are Briyim. So here we are Roiv, plus a Chazok of the Mikore, and that'll be Moitzi from... That'll be mighty from the Cheskes Mori Kamen. That is what the Pnei Yeshua says according to Shmuel Alibe de Rabnos. But not Chazok de Hashte. Not that Rabnos holds Chazok de Hashte. I have a new factor over here. I have a new factor. So Nachamo. So he says over here. He means say like this. This case, I have a new birul, what he was then, b'shas the mechire, so I have a birul, he was a bori then. That's a new factor that we inject into the shayla, he was a bori then, because most people are bori. All people are bori. Some are mele. That is what's moitzi from the cheskes mori kame. Masha enkein, by us, by boigris, You have a new fact over here. Reiv Bonais, the last day are Anaris, you'll tell me? Reiv Bonim are Boigris? I have no biru whatsoever what she was that day. So Memele, I can't be mabar. There's no such thing as chazok edahashta. And there I don't have any biru what she was that day. Let's see what Rashi says. Mi mafkenafshe mi chazok. He says, because if I'm clary, maybe she was a nare. I mean, the Shmuel says, maybe she was an Ara. Mimavke nafshe michazok kloy ki misafkine lo benara. I'm assuming maybe she was an Ara. When the father married her, maybe she was an Ara. Mimavkine lo mecheskas harbe nares beyoim mishle shit. I think perhaps because mimavkine lo mechazoke harbe nares beyoim mishle shit. There's a lot of girls which are naris the last day of the sixth month. So memele, so if I say you have to, I don't know the chazak of the hashte. So memele, so when the father married her in the morning, I'm going, maybe she was a naris. She's saying, what? Maybe she was a naris. There's a lot of naris the last day. So maybe she was a naris. So you have to be chayish for the father's kedushin. That which she's now a boigris doesn't mean anything. There's a lot of naris the last day. Later they become boigris. So Mamela, so here it's something what to think about. So I'm entitled to think about it. Masha'enke in Ramnosen is Ramnosen. I'm clearing a shayla. What was this Nisen? Rosh Chodesh Nisen. So I have a new oifen of biru. People are, if you didn't hear if I count, he's people are becheskes briyim. I can assume he was a bogus. So finish. So that's I was mevara the shayla. Unless he's a shchimaran now. So then I see he's obsessed. I see he's a obsessed person now. Then it makes me think. Then I'll stel on cheskes mori kamen. So that makes the shchimaran now makes a shtikul reyes in that. Kulama becheskes brim kaima. I see now he's a shrimera. So me mele, so then I'll think and then I'll tell him cheskes marikam. This is what Shmuel is saying. Now let us see Tosfos. Vehein ein moitzin miyodoi beloi rai. So Tosfos asks Amar de Kekashe. Tosfos says v'im taima. Given the tanda du moitzin miyodo, afilu hursakem beloi rai, that means afilu the nechosim are by the mekabli matone. Rabbi Yaakov says he goes and takes it away from them without any rayas. And shuldik, I have a cheskes morikame, finished. Cheskes morikame is stronger than all your hechachalich that you're making. So he takes away from them without bringing any proof whatsoever that he was a shrimara. Cheskes morikame is enough. Is koshkein the aim at seeing miyodai without a raya? So that's poshut. If he can take away from them, they can't take away from him without a ray. That's poshut. So the second bava is not necessary. The beraya miya meitzin. The avamina kibin the leikosa v'kedemahalach al ragloi afila beraya leimavki. So what is pshat in Taisvus Tarek? So the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz, explains this to us, so it's a little bit more clear. V'yeshleima dashmi'inon dal yedei raya shohoya bori moitzi miyoda. That means, they'll bring a raya that Rosh Chodesh Nissen, when he wrote this matone, they'll bring a raya, he was a bori. Yeah, the two Adem saw him, he was strong like a horse, two Adam would be made. For loy amrinon, goli date de le gomer magne, kivinch le rotze lichtoi verstar, ke de mahalach al ragloi, ke moishe kosu bishar story shel briem. So memele zogt it, places like this. Every star, when one gives a star that is given as a bori, so this is written in the shtar, this is the normal nusach of the shtar, that he writes that the shtar was written kidimahalach al ragloi. He was healthy, this was written in complete health. That's the normal nusach of a shtar. Now, so I have a big kasha. Taka two Adim will say that he was healthy. Fine. Two Adim will say he was healthy. Fine. But let's look at the shtar. Why wasn't this written? He was healthy, and he wrote a shtar, and he omitted a very important statement, which is normally said in every shtar bori. So you know what that means? So that means he doesn't mean what he's doing. That guf is a raya. There was no gemira's das. He gave away all his money. But and he wrote the shtar. It's a little modne. So I would say that that's enough of a proof that there was no Gemira Stas on the Kenyan. So I would think if a Raya doesn't help. They'll be Raya was healthy. Fine, it was able to carry out the Shtar. But you have to read between the lines, or you have to read the missing lines. From that we see that he had no intentions to give away all his Nechos. No. It's a ha'ore, why the shtar was not written as normal shtaras are written. But if I know he's a bori, that's sufficient, and he can be mevatel the matone through that he skipped one of the lines of a normal shtar bori. Me'ika le'meima hamet guf al peskosei. Now, we're going according to Rav. Rav said as follows. Rav said, I hold like Rabbi Yaakov. So over here, there's a cheskes morikame. I'm in moment al cheskosa. So memeile, that's why chazoka dashna doesn't help. But by boigres, mi ika le meima, mi neima hamet guf al cheskosa. So there we said, there's no chazoka de mikore. So no chazoka de mikore, by boigres, so maybe then a chazaka dahash helps. So that's what Rav is saying. Rav Yaakov holds that everyone holds a chazaka dahash, but it matters if there's isnagdus to the chazaka dahash. In the case of Rav Yaakov, there's isnagdus of cheskes morikame, so a chazaka dahash won't help. Masha ain't came by bogres, there's no, it's not this a chazaka da hashte. There's no chazaka da mikol. Perish, mikol amay mahamit guf al cheskos, is there a cheskos nara, perish with the heavy nara, yoima de mishlam shit, is there a cheskos nara, so tell me that she was a nara. Reyema suyelish tanis, we can aim bo chazaka de naris, voloi chazaka de boikris, so this day I don't have any chazaka de mikore. I only have a chazaka de ashti, so here, everyone holds like me, go bas a chazaka de ashti. Veri pirish, the regilas hain lovoi ba boikir, vein shayich chazaka de naris. Now, the Ri is very unclear, but I'd like to say over one pshat, the way the Shmaitzer says, and it seems in the Lashon of the Taisus HaRosh, I think the Taisus HaRosh also learns like this. The Ri is saying, so the Shmaitzer says, till now we were learning the Machloikis of Rav Shmuel is, Rav holds is such a concept of chazaka dahashte, which is really a new concept. The din chazaka that we are acquainted with in the Torah is chazaka de mikore. That if I hit something and there's a suffix that the status of this thing changed, I say it didn't change. It remained the way it was. That's chazaka de mikore. Rav in Mesechtes Kedushin, the fine test, was machadish, there's a chazaka da hashta. If there's no chazaka da mikore, there's no interference, there's a new chazaka. I say, the way it is now, that's how it was before, if there's no chazaka menagda. That's how Rashi learned pshat. The Ri did not learn, there's no such thing as chazaka da hashta. There's no such concept. Period. So what's pshat and Rav? So if there's no such concept, So why does Rav say the father was, she became a boigris, I know, 5 o'clock, I see she's a boigris. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The father was Makadish at 6 o'clock in the morning. And Rav says, well, she's a, don't have to worry, she was a boigris then anyway. I'm telling you, she's a boigris then. Without holding of chazaka da hashta. So how did Rav get this? So Rashi, so the Ri says, the Ri perish to you and say, love him, baboika. Most times, Bas who gets Simoni Bagres, if they come that day, they come in the morning. You don't come 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock, they come in the morning. Regilas, hey, lovey baboika. Bein shayich chazaka de naris. What are you telling me? She was a nara 4 o'clock at night, right before the last day. But Rav says that those who bring Simoni Bogres bring them in the morning. It's a regilis, it's a Rav. Rav bring them in the morning. So Mamela. So a new thing. So Rav tells me, if I see she's a Bogres, she got him at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the father's Makadish at 6 o'clock, the Kedushin is gone, the Shemit Gomish. She had a Cheskes Naris the night before, but the Ruba Barazak and Rubotev. Yeah, so now I'd like to read over the Lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. So first of all, we have to know what Shmuel holds. I mean, now, before we were going Lomdus, there's a new Lomdus of Chazaka Dahashte, Rav holds is such a Chazaka, Shmuel holds isn't such a Chazaka. Now we're working with a Psaroiv, with a Regilus, it's Regilus, so. Okay, that you have to know. But I just like to say over, we have to know now we're in Amir de Kablotada with this Ri, but the Taisa Rosh says the same thing like the Ri. The Taisa Rosh says as follows, the Rigilin Simoni Bagris Lahagdim Baboika, they come in the morning, here, Rigilin, Vein Darkum Lesach, it's not the Steiger is that they come in the middle of the day. Simoni Bagris come bright and early, that day, they come in the morning. Holav hochi, but on such a regulus, may the Rav, the Mrinen hashtu the bogger. That means if I wouldn't, without this regulus, I see it now, so hashtu the bogger. fragt der amerdike kasche im kein avle lahakshis al rav mi mikve vachovis. So he says, so if rav doesn't hold of chazoke da hashte, the rav is only working with a roif. So now the gemara bombarded Shmuel by mikve. Let's go back to the case of mikve. Mikve, they were made the mikve Rosh Chodesh Nissen was Shalom. They were made it Rosh Chodesh Elul Tzchosa. So the Mishnah says, you were Ptoival Akeli Beis Nissen Stomei, Vadai Tomei. So the boss, oh, Akash and Shmuel, Shmuel, you don't know the Chazak of the Hashta, Akash and you, why is it Vadai Tomei Beis Nissen? But according to Rav, it's good. Fragt der Teuser Rosh, was hat Rav? Rav only said by a boygris that if she brings the money bagas, it's most of the time it comes from the morning. But you're gonna tell me a mikveh that was nechsar, so it's nechsar already based nissen. There's no such. That means so how does it? How's it good according to Rav? And the same thing by Chavis. It says by Chavis also that. According to the Chachamim, we say that if we were boidik the wine, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, it was wine, so either right away or 3 days later, Svadei Choymetz. That's how it works. So why are you chappening with the Shmuel? It Rav is also Shmer. V'yesh Laima, Zuk to Toysus HaRosh, Hayne Chanami, yeah. The Botshelak Shuyu L'Rav, it's good Kashatake. Memson Taisus also said the same mahalach according to Rashi's perhaps. They said a different mahalach. That is a chazak of the meikore, some of them also could have asked on Rav. Avala Shmuel, porch bepshitis. I mean, Rav said something. That means Rav says, you go back without knowing the law. You have to figure out what the lumdus of Rav is to ask a kasha. Shmuel holds, you never go back. So on Shmuel, kebezich afregen a kasha. Fine. Recta weiter. Now what happened with our Gemara? This is mamish. We just were exposed to a new mahalach. So now we have to see all the Gemaras. What's Rav Kirav Nosson, Mr. Avalei? And how does Rav shim with Rav Nosson? Now, what did Rav Nosson say? Rav Nosson said that if he was a bori Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so Mamela, so you assume he was a Bori Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So Mamela, so that's Maitzi from Cheskes Mori Kama. That's Chazak of the Hashtas. We learned the Chavais. Chazak of the Hashtas. Chazak of the Mikor. But now we're just saying that Rav Bechlal doesn't hold up Chazak of the Hashtas. So, and here there's no Regilis. There's a Regilis of a person. If he's a bori Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so I mean, there's so zuk the taisus rosh here. That's pshat. Achi amrinin shay bori metchila kama yishu achshav ayidei the roif ha'olam becheskas briim kaimi afilu loitzi momein mecheskase lefi sheyaisa gilis. Huli is bori v'li is shchiv mera il kachtulim v'bori b'shas nesine. So the Tais HaRosh is a meridik ezach. Here Rav is the same thing. To say that a person is healthy Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he was on his deathbed Rosh Chodesh Nissen, that's not the regilis. Those usually on the deathbed Rosh Chodesh Nissen are not b'riyim Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Memele, so it's the same regilis. Most people who are Briyim Rosh Chodesh Iyar were Briyim Rosh Chodesh Nissen. And that's the regilis. This is Bamish Anu Mahalach in Mechel, this is Anu Mahalach in the whole sugya. And in Agavuch, we have to understand, we mentioned before, so what's the Sfora of Shmuel, it is a regilis. I mean, it's not like it's a metzias. We're talking about the regilis. It's right from, it is that way. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Neimo kahani tanoi.